We learned yesterday Ravasi, who says that the din of Kaisen Shtar Laleiv Afal Pishenem Alvi Imai is going on a case of a Shtari Aknoa, a Chudishtiki case, where somebody wrote a Shtar and he was Machayiv himself no matter what. And we said, Ihachi Maslisin, so we said the Mishnah we have to Zetzain, that once it fell, Wachayshish. That it was written incorrectly. There's next few lines of Gemara. I don't think we said it yesterday. Yihachi masnisin iktani yesh ben acharis nechasim layazo k'minim shachayim ma'ida. Shem shem akasav lois nisin alav etishrei v'as nimitra chlush like it did. Amai layazer. Nelsi. If it's a shtarak no, hashibid lay nafshe. Then there's no problem it was written in this. If it's a shtar, it's not a shtarak no, like a lamechish. Darmik like a ma'avu bahadei like hasvinan. This is yesterday's Shita, Ravasi's Shita. So remember, we have to keep in mind that we're explaining two Mishnayos, our Mishnah, but Be'ikar Ravasi came to explain Yena Mishnah, the Mishnah of Kaiser Shtar Laleiv, Afal Pishen Amal V'Imai, that it's talking about Shtari Hakno. That's what we said yesterday. Now, before we go to Abaya, yesterday we tried to understand the hischayvus of shtari haknoah, and I spoke out yesterday the Ktzais, the Ramban, and the Rajba. I should add, there's a Pnei Yeshua here who understands the chiyuv of when you mechayiv yourself in shtari haknoah, shemakna loy nechasa mehayayim. That he's being mechayev himself with what we call a kinyan udisa. Kinyan udisa, aleph vav dalad yud saf aleph. Udisa is a lashon haydah. A kinyan udisa is a kinyan mentioned infrequently in Shas. It's a kinyan that's chal if I am meida in front of witnesses. I'm Maida, I owe you $1,000. You know it's not true. I know it's not true. But in front of Eidim, I'm Maida. I say, I'm Maida, I owe you money. And I tell the Eidim, Atem Eidai, your witnesses, that I owe him $1,000. The din of Kinyan Udisa is that that makes the Chalois Hachiv. That when you do something that is enough to be Mechayiv you in Bezdin, and you do it knowingly, not pitos. If you knowingly do such a thing, that's enough to create ischaivus. And that ischaivus is killed called kinyan udisa. Through haidah, I could be mechayiv myself. And hu hadin with a shtar. If I write a shtar that says I owe you money, and I pretend that I owe you money, and it's you know it's not true, I know it's not true, I could be mechayiv myself with a shtar that says hareini chayiv loch. Even though it's not true, that's kinyan udisa. So the Pnei Shua's Masber understands that that's pshat in the Shtari Haknoah Shemaknaloi, that he obligates himself. That's the way that this hischayvus is the way the hischayvus works. That's his hesber in Shtari Haknoah. Yeah, he's saying it into everybody, to all the Rishayim. He says it into Rashi, into the Rif. He's explaining a hif of the Rashi, explaining how the person is mechayiv himself with a shtar. How you mechayiv yourself? So that's what he's explained. What we spoke about yesterday was the next step. Is the other person in exchange chayiv to him alone? So Peshu is not going into that. But the etzem chayiv. What? The Lashon Ben Yelva Ben La Yelva. Yeah, he says Hareini Chayiv Lach. I owe you a piece of karka worth $100 payable in 10 months. Ben Yelva Ben La Yelva. You're writing beferish. I'm Chayiv to you no matter what. You're creating his Chayivus by saying I'm Chayiv to you no matter what. That's the creator's Chayivus. Yeah, you don't have to write the Siba of the Chayiv. It's true. But if you write Hareini Chayiv Loch in a shtar, it creates a chayvus.
then there's no connection to the Malva's money.
Well, that's according to Rashi, being le'ilva ve'le'il ve'nachinam. Yeshua is not going into the Ramban. Yesterday we explained it to Ramban because he'll end up having to pay him. Yeshua, like they said, Yeshua doesn't go into the second half, where the other person have to pay him on that. They'll still be tolling. But in the original Eschai verse, that's how the Yeshua understands. Okay, Abaye comes with a second shot. Abaye Omar. Now you have to count copy. Abaye is Be'ikr not going on our Mishnah. Be'ikr Abaye is going on Yena Mishnah, the Mishnah of Kaiser Shtal Loiv Alpha Bishana Malva'ima. And then Abaye at the end is going to come with a new pshat in our Mishnah. We're going to ask an Abaye what's pshat in our Mishnah. We'll say Chashim Luknunya. Chashim Lepiruana Luknunya. That's going to be Abaye pshat in our Mishnah. But that's not how Abaye begins. Abaye begins with his Shita. Abaye Omer Eidav Bechasum of Zachilai. Vafilu Shtore Delav Haknoa. He says, really, Eidav Bechasum of Zachilai has nothing to do with Shtore Haknoa. Any time Eidim sign a Shtar, with their Chasima, they cause a Hischaivus. Tremendous Chiddush. Eidav Bechasum of Zachilai. What does that mean? That means that if I write a Shtar, that I'm going to borrow money from you, and Eidim sign it today, Eidim b'chasum av zachen lai, it's a din of chasimus ha'eidim, that it creates a ischaivus from the time of the chasima. Eidim b'chasum av zachen lai. Vafilu shtori d'lav haknoa. He doesn't like Rav Asi said, davka shtori haknoa. Shem d'kosh alai, kivin damer p'shtori d'lav haknoa. Kilas ilim ulva b'hadei lai kasvinon. Lek al mechish tipi b'kosev. I don't like your pshat, that you're not supposed to write it, and we're just chayshish that he wrote it. So Mimela, I hold Eidav Bechasuma Zachalai. Now this din needs a hesber. Where does it come from? What's the logic? Eidav Bechasuma of Zachalai?
I'm saying
the
same thing.
Go on. Eidav Bechasuma of Zachalai should work as King Adisa. Eidav Bechasum of Zachon Leshawar Kals Kinodisa. When the Eidim sign it, I'll tell you why. It could work Kals Kinodisa. All right, let's see how the things fall into place. Just Eidav Bechasum of Zachon Leshawar, you have to understand, means that if I say I'm going to lend you money, I'm going to borrow money from you, and you sign a shtar today, and I borrow later, I borrow in Tishrei, Eidav Bechasum of Zachon Lai does not mean that I owe you money from today. It means that the Eschaivus is from today. So really, it's clearly not a Kinyan Udisa on the Eschaivus of Mammon. Because the Eschaivus of Mammon is not from today. It's not like Shtori Akno like Rashi. Like Rashi, Shtori Akno is that from today I create a eschaivus, no matter what, being yivul, being layov. Eidav chasum of zachen lai is that if there'll be a mesira later, then the eschaivus begins now from the when the eidim write the shtar, sign the shtar. But it's totally in a mesira which has to come later. That's a taitch of eidav chasum of zachen lai. There are two questions by eidav chasum of zachen lai which the Rishonim tumul about. One question is why, and one question is when. Question of why. Why Eidav Bechasum of Zachon Lai? Tosfos Achof Amud Aleph says, Beferish, that the din of Eidav Bechasum of Zachon Lai, Takonas Chachamim Hi, Shezoich Mishas Chasima, this whole din of Eidav Bechasum of Zachon Lai is only a takana d'rabbanan. Shezech b'shas chasima afa pishalay nimsalay ad yamim rabim achrikei. Why would the rabbanan make such a takana Eidav Bechasum of Zachon Lai? So taisvis, because otherwise you can never get Eidim. How are you going to get Eidim to sign a shtar? They'll have to see the giving over of the money. So it's what comes first, the shtar or the money? The Leiva doesn't want to give the Malva. The Malva doesn't want to give the Leiva the money until he gets a shtar. And you can't write the shtar until he gives the money. It's going to be the whole setup of a loan is going to be very strange, right? I want to lend you money. I don't want to give you the money until you give me a shtar. Now, if you're going to hold, the Edom have to see it first and then sign, so it'll come out. You can never be safe. You can never write a shtar, get a shtar before you give someone money. They would have to be there b'shas masir samayis, and you would have to wait. So Rabbanah made a takana that kaiser shtar l'loy v'afel pishay malvim, right? Which works with Edom b'chasam of zachen loy. That's the way it works. No, that's why the Edom might have to see the Mesira before they could sign the Shtar.
Once we're saying this thing, you know,
Edom
Chasum
Mizachim, let me say. So, since there's no problem of Shem Akasim voice from the Shem Balab Tishrei because this Chayva starts in the time of the signature. So that's Taisa's Shita on Daf Chaf. The Marsha on that Taisvis says, wait a minute. We had a Machlaikis in Gittin, which we tumbled about a whole year in Gittin. The Machlaikis of Eide Mesira Karati or Eide Chasima Karati. Right? Machlaikis of Balaz and Remeya. Remember who held which way? Huh? A long time ago. Rabbi Laza holds Eide Mesira Karati, and Remeya held Eide Chasima Karati. So which, what does it mean, Eide Chasima Karati, Eide Mesira Karati? The question is, what is, makes the Chalois HaGet, or the Chalois HaShtar? Mesira HaShtar, Eide Mesira, or Eide Chasima? The Marsha says that this thing that Taisa says, Eide Bachsum of Zachalai, is at the Kana Durabanan, you only need that by Rebbe Laza, who holds Eide Mesira Karati. So if you hold Eide Mesira is what makes a shtar, so now what's Eide B'chasim of Zachon Lai? Why, what's the big deal of the Chasim of Sa'edim that it should make a chalois? So for that, Tosis had to say his chiddush that it's at the Kana Durabon. Masha'ekein, if you hold Eide Chasim of Karti, that what makes the chalois hashtar is always the Eide Chasim. So up to Marsha, then it's Pashit, Eide B'chasim of Zachon Lai. The Chalois HaShtar is the Chasima. Now, there's a Tanai, there has to be a Mesira, it's true. But what makes it into what we always call the Shem Shtar? What makes it become a Shtar? What makes it become a Shtar, if you hold Eide B'chasim of Zachon Lai, what makes something into a Shtar is the signature. Now, it's true, you need a Tanai, you have to give it. If Eide sign a Shtar and I rip it up, my buyer holds it's not a Shtar, he doesn't hold Shtar, he has no. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, when I give the shtar, and we look back, what made it a shtar? What made it a shtar is the chasima. Marsha argues that if you hold Eide chasima karti, then it's not a drabbanan at all. That's a din Torah of shtaris. A din Torah of shtaris is that the chasima is what makes it happen. Even though you need a mesira, but Lamafrei adds. So it comes out as the machlokes, the pashtus of Taisvis and the Marsha. If Eide b'chasum of Zachalai is a din d'iraisa, or a din d'rabbanan, takana d'rabbanan. Okay, the many achrayim, the tumim, say beferish like the Marsha, that Eide b'chasum of Zachalai is a d'iraisa. If you look in the Shita Mukubetzes, he brings such a Shita, that Eide b'chasum of Zachalai is a din d'iraisa. The pashtus of Taisvis Shita is that it's a din d'rabbanan, nafkamina. What's a nafkamina of Eide b'chasum of Zachalai is d'iraisa d'rabbanan? Very little nafkamina in dine maminis. Dine maminis, nothing really matters if it's d'iraisa d'rabbanan. Mamin is mamin. It'd be a nafkamina in a case of an eved who it was a shtar shichur and it was nechtam on Sunday. And the Mesira was, let's say, on Wednesday. And between Sunday and Wednesday, this Eved, who didn't receive the Shtar Shechur yet, was Bayal Bas Yisrael. And he's never Kanani, he's also a Bas Yisrael. So if he's Bayal Bas Yisrael, does she become Pasul Lekuna? Right, a Bas Yisrael that's Mezada with someone that's she's not ready to marry, becomes also to a Kayin. So the nafkamina is in such a case where Eved that's mizana between chasima and mesira, mizana with a bas Yisrael, and later you do the mesira. If you hold eidah b'chasima zachin lai, the eved becomes free l'mafreya from the time of the chasima. So it turns out when he was by all the bas Yisrael, he was an apostle. He was a kasher. Zigloy milsalam afreya that he was a kasher. She's not also a kohuna. But she'en kain, if you hold eidah b'chasima of zachin lai, it's only a dindir rabbanon. So it's only a dindir rabbanon by mominis. It's not a dindir rabbanon by isurim. And then it comes out that she was taka zayna. She was taka nivala to someone that's asata. This would be a nafkamina between Taisus and the Marsha. And this nafkamina says in Taisus. Taisus in the Dian Chaf, Dibra Masla Shaiver, says this nafkamina, mamish. Maybe you should say, once the Rabbanu were geyser, so Taisus, after he says this nafkamina, he says, Shema like you. Shema, gam be'issa zachin, as a leiflug rabbanav, yeshkech b'yachacham, lakadav menetav. Not exactly what the words he's saying, but it's the same idea. If the Taisus says this nafkamina, he says, Efshir, once the rabbanav made a takana, it's a leiflug. But I'll kapon him, that's machlekes number one. Eidah b'chasum of zachin lai, how does it work? Shitas Taisus, is that's a takana to rabbanav. And the shita, we call the shita samasha, is that it's a din taira, that mina taira, if you hold eidah chasim akarti, that means eidah v'chasim of zachin lai, and that's the way it works. That's the first machlaikis of eidah v'chasim of zachin lai. Second machlaikis is a much bigger nafkamina. Machlaikis is when. When do we say eidah v'chasim of zachin lai? This already is a serious machlaikis later on Daf Chaf as well. Since I don't have such an Emunah Shleima, we're going to get there. At least I'm still learning Be'im. Let me tell you the machlaikis there. The machlaikis is, and this is a shayla in Shas. When we say Eidah b'chasum of zachin lai, what are we talking about? What type of shtar? Ishtar halva, for sure, that is no machlaikis. Ishtar halva, kaiser ishtar lalaiva, afa pishein amal ve'imai, abaya holds eidav b'chasum av zachin lai, no question. What about ishtar mecher? What would you say? What's ishtar mecher? Just like we say kaiser ishtar lalaiva, even though the malva is not there, also by selling a house, who do we write the ishtar for? Who do you write a shtar for without the other person? The? Why the Meicher? I said, the one who stands to lose is the one you write a shtar with when you have two people, right? The one who stands to lose something by the shtar. So a shtar that I'm selling my house, I could write such a shtar kinyan without the lekeach. Kaisa shtar le Meicher, afal pishena lekeach imai. Right? The same deal. You can write a shtar for the party that stands to lose. You trust him that he's not going to misuse it. So here we have this shayla. I write a shtar mechira in Nissan. I go to a cipher. I want to sell my house. I tell him write a shtar that I'm selling my house in Nissan. Adam sign it in Nissan. I don't actually get around to giving the shtar till Tishrei. Tishrei, I sell the house and I give it away. When is the Mechira Chal? Is the Mechira Chal when I give it in Tishrei? Or do we say, 1 minute, Eidav b'chasum of zachin lai? So that once I do the Mesira, it's Chal u'mafreya, and it's sold Mishas Chasima. Eidav b'chasum of zachin lai.
Eidav b'chasum of zachin lai. Just for some reason makes things work. To answer the question, we need to know how does it work.
Why does it work? We need to know.
Is it
You're right. What's the svara? Why would you say api svara by shtar mechira? Does it make sense that a shtar mechira? I mean, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina will be, let's say I write a shtar in Nissan to sell my house, and then in Tammuz I sell it to someone else, and then in Tishrei I give over the shtar that was written in Nissan. So whose house should it be? What's the svara? Whose house should it be? Follow the case. I write a shtar in Nissan that I'm selling my house to Reuven. I wrote the shtar, I even signed it. It's in my pocket. In Tammuz, I actually go and sell my house to Shimon. Without schlepping, he gives me kesef, and we do a king of kesef, and he buys my house. In Tishrei, I go over to Reuven, and I hand him the shtar that was signed in Nissan. I hand it to him in Tishrei. Now I want to say, maybe, Eidah b'chasum of Zachon Lai. So now it's sold to Reuven. At the time of the Mesirah, it's Chalam Afreya.
At the time of the
Mesirah,
it's
left to go.
It's
no shtar. Why is it no shtar?
You give over the shtar.
I don't agree with that.
When you give over the shtar,
for once you're saying what I want to say. I agree with you. What?
Once I give him the shtar, it's too late. There you don't even have a house to give. But it goes to my friend. It belongs to Shimon from
there. Yeah, but how can I give a shtar? The shtar is meaningless now. The shtar that says, my house on East 10th Street, I'm selling to him, I don't have a house on East 10th Street. B'shas Masira. A little hard to understand how a Masira of a house I already sold could be Chalam Afreya. That's a Masira? It's a Masira of what? It's a little difficult to understand that Eidah V'chsum of Zachon Lai should apply to Shtari Mechira, no? What am I meiser? What am I giving over? What type of shtar is this that I'm doing a masira on? Okay. See, halva is different. By halva, I wrote a shtar that I'm going to borrow money in this, and I signed it. And then I sold my house, which is going to be Meshubit. I sold my house in Tammuz. And then I borrowed the money in Tishrei. So I'm saying that since I borrowed the money in Tishrei, but I wrote it in Nissan, the shibud is chal. So the shibud is chal. You might ask me the same thing. How can I do a shibud do a mesiras hashtar in Tishrei? I sold the house already. But here, at least it makes sense. It's possible to sell a house with shibudim. It's possible. It doesn't undo my Tammuz sale. I sold the house in Tammuz. And now I'm borrowing money, and that house of Tammuz is meshubid from the time the koil went out, which is when the shtar was written in this. So there, Eidah b'chasum of Zachon Lai makes sense. It's not a contradiction. Here, it's very difficult to understand by shtar mechira that we should say Eidah b'chasum of Zachon Lai. L'maisa, the Rosh, on Daf Chof, I think it's Simin Mem Tes in the Rosh, the Rosh says that this is a machlokes rishayim. He says that the shitas harif is that it's dafka by halva, and by mechira it's taka, it's not chalum afreya ashtar. The whole din of Eidah b'chasim of Zachon Lai is unique to Hilchis Halvois, the Shtar Chayiv, period. And Rashi Shita, he says, is that it's Chal on Shtore Mechira as well. It's Chal on Afreya, on Shtar Mechira as well, which needs something of a Hezber.
When
he sold to Shimon, it was never his. Mafreya, when I sold it to Shimon, it wasn't his. It's a Gloy Milsa. Why should it be that way?
I'm saying that when I gave the Shimon, it wasn't really mine. That I sold Reuben.
At the time, it was mine. It's a Gloy Milsa Mafreya now. that it wasn't mine.
Because
I didn't receive it. Okay, let's think through. If I mentioned two machlokes rishayim, right? The first machlokes is why does it work? I said it's a machlokes Tosis holds a Durabanan, the Marsha holds a Nikredin. Now we have a second machlokes. Rashi Shita is that it's chal on all shtaris, and the Rif says it's only chal on a shtar halva, this idea of Eidim Chasam Razachimai. The Kuntri says Shiurin suggests, it doesn't say it's Mukhruch, that Rashi fits better with Tosis Shita. That this whole thing is a Takana Durabanan. If it's a Takana Durabanan, okay, so Rabbanan can make a Takana. That Lamafreya, it turns out that when I sold it in Tamas, it wasn't mine. Stay hold either with the Chazal made a Takana, so fine. If you hold, however, like the Marsha, that it's Mikra Adin, and it has to follow in Svara, that would be more mistava like the Rif. That in Svara, if you just asked me Svaradik, how it should be if you hold Eidah Chasima Karati, whether this, now remember we said last year, Eidah Chasima Karati, Uvulvad Shim Serenolai. Right? Even if you hold Eidah Chasima Karati, you need a Mesira. A woman's not divorced when you sign the get, she's divorced when you give the get. Just the Chasima is what makes a Bichal. What? It must be on. So even if Al-Day the Chasima do it, it means with a Mesira. The same thing with any Shtar, really. Any Shtar needs a Mesira so Shtar. So the Shita that holds that it applies to Mechira as well, which is an illogical Shita, would make sense. And this is a Takana Drabanan, that it goes B'Shas Chasima. Takana Drabanan. So Chazal could have made a Takana for whatever Cheshbon. To make it easy to write shtaris, but if you hold the raisa l'chayra, the whole cheshbin is not a cheshbin hamistaver. Even though you can think, what are you going to tell me that b'shas mesira it's chalam afreya? It's a goy mil said a tamas a sale was not a sale. You get into a circle. I mean, the problem is the mesira is not a mesira. What kind of mesira is it? Mesira of what? It's mesira of a joke.
A sale that you sold also was a joke.
B'shasma, I said, certainly wasn't a joke because it was mine. Because without a Mesira, Chasima certainly doesn't do anything. It was the only thing you could say is it was then like it was B'tanai, it was hanging. See what'll happen. The problem in Svara is that the Mesira of such a shtar is a Mesira of nothing. Well, what kind of Mesira is such a shtar? It's not my field. See, it doesn't say it's Mukhrich, but at least it's a Mahalach. We have two Machlaiks into somehow. Attach the two machlokes and one to the other.
If the Rif holds like the Maharsha, wouldn't he agree that in Adin, since we pass him Eidah and Sibu Kadri, that Eidah the Chasam of Zachman works with the Rabbanan?
Then in which case it works with Rabbanan?
No,
he has no hechruch to say Rabbanan made any takana at all. Who says Rabbanan made takanas? Eidah Chasam of Zachman is a Gemara that Eidah Chasim Akarati.
The Gemara that
Well, it would be a good question if the Rif Shita is that we pass an Eidah Mesira Karti. I don't believe that was the Rif Shita. The Rif is the one who held Af Eidah Chasima Karti. He held it.
Aliba to
Eidah Mesira Karti. Aliba to him. I mean, he would have to be made. No, not necessarily. Because Abaya, that's Machlekes Tanoim. This is Machlekes Amiran. The Rif Grada Paskins doesn't pass an Eidah Chasima Zachamai. He doesn't pass an Eidah Chasima Zachamai. So he's not Meshubit to anyone, Shita. Rif and Rambam don't pass like Abaya. Other Rishonim do. So he's not Meshubit. How does the Gemara fear us? Elohaditnan. Motza gite nashim shechurei avadim daiteki. Matana b'shoivrim. Harizel lo yachzir. that if you find these other shtaris, kitei nashim, shechurei avadim, daitiki, matana, shtar matana, shtar shayir, or shayver as a receipt, harizel layazer, shemak suvin hayavanim achalayim shloy nitnum, vichinim achalayim ayhava, ha'amrit edem achasum of zachalayim. The Gemara in the Havamina holds Eidah B'chazum Rezachar, the Chassima does it itself. So Gemara says, Hani mili hechad dekamata liyadei, aval hechad deloi mata liyadei, loi amrinan. It has to be that it was lebesayf mata liyadei, and if it was not lebesayf mata liyadei, loi amrinan. So what does that mean? It's like a Tanai that lebesayf mata liyadei. There's a nice chap, there's a ktsais, it's a ktsais in Kuf Peches. He has a kasha on this. From a Gemara we had in Gittin. There's a Gemara in Gittin that if they write a shtar shichur for an eved, umeis ha'adayin lo yitnu. That if you write a shtar shichur for it to free an eved, and the adin dies, lo yitnu, you don't give it, the eved doesn't go free. And Rashi there says, why not? So Rashi says, "Meis poka rishusai v'nasa shel yarshim," which means that the eved is now doesn't belong to this man anymore. The eved belongs to the yarshim. What's pshat in Rashi? Firais, pshat in Rashi. A man writes a shtar shichur to his eved. He didn't give it yet, and then he dies. So we say, now the shtar shichur is not going to work, because the eved belongs to the yarshim. You understand that? Ktsai says, why can't it work? If eidah b'chasum of zachen lai, which applies, certainly applies pashtus by gittin, if you hold eidah b'chasum of zachen lai, so it's chalab afreya. Who cares the children yarshim it? If the shtar shichur is chal b'afreya, so why can't it be chal mishas chasima? And now if they decide not to give it, they decide not to give it. It's pashut; he doesn't go free. But if they do give it, why doesn't he go free? It's chal b'afreya. Why can't it be chal?
It has to be also once there was a maisa that then it's chal b'afreya. The father wanted the maisa.
Oh, so it's interesting. The case there is the father made a shliach, and the father died. The ktsais taka says what you're saying. The ktsais says that the gemara doesn't say because the shlichus is batal. Gemara says because paka. Rashi at least says because paka v'nasa shal yarshin. So the ktsais says what you're saying. He says if you're going to tell me the shlichus is off, you made a shliach to give the get. You tell me the shlichus is off, so the ktsais, I would understand. But Rashi doesn't say the shlichus is off. Rashi says, paka the bailus of the eved, v'nasa shal yarshim. So if that's the chsarin, that chsarin should be a chsarin, the way we understand now, the eidah b'chasum of zachen lai, should be chalam afreya.
Do you say you don't give it, or do you say you can't give it? What if you gave it, would it work?
The lasha gemara is lo yitnu.
So Masha, if you gave it, it may work.
The words la yitnu sounds like it's not chal, because if they choose not to give it, that's their option always to not give it. You never have to give. So Gemara is saying la yitnu. The Gemara says la yitnu, don't give it. What does that mean? Don't give it. Why not?
Meaning it works, but just don't do it. Why not? Because since the Lamafred is, since the one month of the other year, it didn't reach the hands of the Evans. So the Lamafred is started. So right now the Evans still belongs to the Yarshim. Now you have an Eitzah to get him free through the father.
So why now? Why shouldn't I do it? Why lo yitnu?
Because right now it doesn't belong to the father. And a Hanami, it will work when you give him a Freya that's like the father and go free. But right at this moment, before it reaches the month of the Yadav.
So why can't I give it? I'm the Shliach for this dead man. Why can't I give it to
the Evid? You can go and be Mas of the Yarshim. You can be Garb
of the Yarshim. Again, a loss to the Yarshim and a benefit to the Evid.
Okay.
So why can't I do that?
Well, first of all,
you can't.
Yeah. So first of all, you're not allowed to lock the let him go free.
So we had a kasha last year. Why isn't it always saying shlechet varavera every time you make a shlechet free? It's not there. So it's got to be echetim. So where it wasn't. Okay, what's a nice chab? I'll tell you what Rav Gustin says to answer that. He says the Ktzais missed a beat. He misunderstood Rashi. Rashi's lashon is lo yitnu paka reshusay v'nasa shel yarshim. Ktzais understood because the eved now became the yarshims. Rav Gustin said, "No, you know what it means. The piece of paper on which the shtar is written." Is paka reshusay v'nasa shel yarshin. The shtar shichur belongs now to the yarshin. So now, if you're going to give it, it's not going to do anything because the chasima was for the father. If you're going to give it, if the shliach is going to give it now, the problem is paka reshusay v'nasa shel yarshin. The shtar shichur became the yarshin shtar shichur. So memela now it cannot be used to free this eved. Because the chesima was for the father to be freeing him. Now it's the Yarshim's piece of paper. So it's not the father's Mesira. The Shliach, when he gives it, he's giving the children's star. So the chesaron is that Nasir Shel Yarshim, that the paper, the star became Shel Yarshim. So Mela, it's not Shayach anymore to do a Mesira that Yena Chesima should be Chal. It's a nice chap in the Taich of Rashi there in
Gittin.
The shtar still is a different shtar. No. If a father, let's say a father wrote a shtar mechira that he is selling his house and he dies, the son wants to use that piece of paper. He can't use that piece of paper for his kinyanim because the paper that is not accurate. It doesn't have his name on it. It's not his paper. It has to be the shtar has to be the shtar of the bala shtar. That's a any shtar that's not the shtar of the bala shtar, it doesn't work. The balashtar there is the father. The father's written for the thing. Right. Okay, there's one more nakuda here that Shmuel, both in the Shirei of Shmuel and the Chidush of Shmuel, talks about. I told you yesterday there are two types of shtaris, and you have to know this for all over the place. Anything of shtaris, like just the ABC, is that there's shtari kinyan and the shtari raya. Right? There's something called the shtar kinyan and shtar raya. What's an example of a shtar kinyan? What's a shtar kinyan? Huh? Shtar kinyan is? Shtar mechira, to sell a field, a get is a shtar kinyan. What's a shtar kinyan? The shtar causes something to be chal. That's a shtar kinyan. By giving you the shtar, something is chal. A sale, a shichur, is a shtar kinyan. Then there's shtar raya. What's a shtar raya? It's a shtar that's just a proof. That's all. I sold you something with King Chalipin, and we want to write a shtar for a shtar raya. It's a proof. If any of you remember when you see a giving of a get, there's the giving of the get to the woman. And then when the good woman leaves, they don't give her the get. Bezin takes the get back. They afterwards send her a shtar peturin. Shtar Bezin says yom gureshes. That's a shtar raya. Shtar raya is a shtar that's written as proof. And the 90% of shtaris are shtari raya. But today, when you write a deed to sell a house, it's not a shtar kinyan. It's a mistake. People think if you sell a house and you give a deed, it's a shtar kinyan. The way deeds are written today, the nusach of the deed is not. That the field is sold bishtar zeh, like kedushin, you say harim kedushin bishtar zeh, or the field is sold to you with this bishtar zeh. In English, it will be I hereby sell you. Hereby means by giving this, I sell it to you. Our shtaris don't say that. The deed is just a shtar raya. It tells you that Reuven sold something to Shimon. A shtar kinyan is a shtar when there's a chalois with the giving of the shtar. Rav Shmuel says that in Svara, Eda b'chasum of Zachin Lai only makes sense by Shtari Kinyan. L'chayr, it's Aleph Beis. What is Eda b'chasum of zochin loy? It means that whatever chalois you need in a chalois hakinyan, that is chal when, from the time you sign it, provided you give him a sira later. The whole concept of Eda b'chasum of zochin loy only makes sense in those 10% of shtaris that are shtari kinyan. Any shtar raya, it really doesn't make sense. I'll give you an example. Let's say I lent you money 2 months ago. I lent you the money already. Now I'm getting nervous. You're not paying me. I say, you know, I want a raya. Let's just write up a shtar. You say, fine. You write up a shtar that this is a raya, that 2 months ago I borrowed money from you. The words, Eda b'chasum of zochin loy, make no sense. We're not intending to do anything except have a raya that something happened previously. There's no zochin loy. There's no mesira zochin loy. There's no chasima zochin loy. It's just a shtar raya. This whole thing makes sense by shtar kinyan. Now there are many nafkaminas between a shtar kinyan and shtar raya. We once spoke about, I don't know if it was last year or in Kedushin, the machlokes of the ksuba at a wedding. Is that a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? When you're at a chasna, there's a ksuba. What is that? Is it just a raya that I owe you a ksuba? Or is the intention when the chasan gives the ksuba to his wife that by giving it to you, I am now mechayev myself? So we had chalukideyas then, if a ksuba is a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya. We said a nafkamina would be, if I remember, nafkamina would be who it has to belong to. Every shtar kinyan has to belong to the person giving it. The shtar kinyan, just like in Mekadesh and Isha, the shtar has to belong to you. Well, by a get, the shtar has to belong to you. Again, those who are by getting, refresh your memory, the first thing they do is the Sefer takes his briefcase with the paper and the pen and the ink and everything, and he gives it to the husband, and he tells the husband to be kind in it. The husband's kind in, and the Sefer sits down and he writes the get. Every shtar kinyan must belong, be the property of the person who's the bala shtar, the one who's giving over the shtar by shtar kinyan. By shtar raya, it doesn't matter who it belongs to, it just has to be a raya, that's all. It doesn't have to belong to anybody. Just has to be a shtar raya. So at a wedding, does the ksuba have to belong to the chasen? We said it's a nafkamina. Nafkamina if you hold the shtar raya, so it doesn't have to belong to the chasen, which it seems most days where it's a shtar raya ba'alma. If you want to be yotze kol hashitas, it's a shtar kinyan. So then the chasen has to own the ksuba. Usually a chasen comes to a wedding with a ksuba too. If they make mistakes and they go to the caterer to get an extra ksuba, then if you want to be yetzer kol hashitas, then it's a shtar kinyan also, then the chasan would have to be kinder. He has to have a mind to be kinder the ksuba. What about a shtar chayv?
What's not, if he doesn't own it, what's not so the chiyuv wasn't chal, it's a tnai bezah.
Yeah, the nafkamina, if it's chal or not, the chiyuv ksuva is chal anyway. It's only a nafkamina for a kiyum of a takana drabanan. Rabbanan will misanthin that there has to be a mesiras haksuva. The halach is, if you don't give a ksuba, the ksuba is chal anyway. It's a tenai bezdin that it's chal. Chazal made a takana, lefayiz daita shalisha, lehafiz daita shalisha, that there has to be a shtar ksuba. Ad kadei kach, that according to the Beis Yosef, at least, a man is also with his wife if he doesn't have a shtar ksuba. If you don't have a shtar ksuba, the Beis Yosef holds he's even also be yichud with his wife. If she doesn't have the shtar, even though there's a chalos achiv, but without a shtar ksuba, the Beis Yosef holds you got to move out till you write a new shtar. The Ramah holds that you're only also bibia. And this means a couple that can't find the ksuba. The woman doesn't know where the ksuba is. So you have to know, you have to write a new ksuba immediately. For those who follow the Ramah, you also be tashmish until you write a new ksuba. And if you follow the Beis Yosef, it's much more chomer, even also be yichud. I'm talking about a husband and wife, they're married, they already have to have a house full of kids. But to us and yichud, one to the other, if they don't have any, if there's no shtar. If you hold the shtar, it has to be a shtar kinyan, then it has to belong to the husband before he gives it to the wife, then it belongs to the wife. If you hold just a shtar raya, it doesn't matter who it belongs to, all she needs is a raya. The Ktzais talks about whether a shtar chayiv is a shtar raya or a shtar kinyan. How do you look at a shtar chayiv that's written b'shas havah? Our shtar chayiv. Kaiser shtar l'loiv afal b'shen amal v'imai. It makes a chalois of a chi of a shibudim. Is that called a shtar chayiv? Or is that called a shtar raya? The Ktzais in Simis Samach Vav, Sivkot and Chaf, holds that it's a shtar kinyan. Because it brings about a chalois of shibude kakois, and that's enough to give it a shem shtar kinyan, because it brings about a chalois of shibude kakois. As I shtek ketzais, which means that according to that, for it really to work, it's got to belong to the leiva. The life has got to pay for it in order for it to work. So you follow, according to this, the shtar is a shtar kinyan. Now the Alma Fakfikin, Rav Shmuel brings that the Nesivis, if an art argues, I looked at the Nesivis, it's not so clear to me that he argues, but Rav Shmuel explains that that's Kavanas and Nesivis, then Nesivis holds no. It's just a Shtar Raya. You have to remember, Minat Torah, Karkas Meshubid, every time you borrow money. Minat Torah, Karkas Meshubid, any time you borrow money, even Milval Peh. The Shibud is Chal Be'etzem, because you borrow, you don't need a Shtar for that. Rabbanu in a second, to protect Lepuchis, that you have to have a Shtar. The Shtar should make a coil. That way we protect Lechuchis. But Nesivis holds the Shibud is Chal Be'etzem from the Shas Havah. Because Minat Torah, you don't need Shtaris to make a Shibud. So Nesivis holds it's just a Shtar Raya. The Ktzais holds that it's a Shtar Kinyan. The Ktzais holds even more. That even if you write it later, after the Havah, it's also a Shtar Kinyan. Because he says Shibud Chal Al Shibud. Which means, if I lend you money on Sunday, and then we write the shtar on Tuesday, I gain something by the Tuesday, because then, even what I bought on Monday is meshubit. You follow? Nesivis said that min haTorah, shibud was really chal b'shas halvah anyway. But the Rabbanan, you need a shtar to cause a koil. But even min haTorah, Zoktik Tzais, if I would lend you money on Sunday, and on Sunday, oh, Shibud HaMachal, then on Tuesday we write a shtar, I would gain by the shtar, that if you bought something on Monday, so it wasn't Meshubit B'Shas Hava, but it's Meshubit because B'Shas, I write the shtar. And if I carried away, he would gain nothing by writing it on Tuesday. We'll go back to the Ikra Din of Sunday, which means Torah is Meshubit, and Rabbanu, it's not. Nothing else. He loses that because the Rabbanu took away the Shibud Derais, so Taka lose. At any rate, this is a Machlokes Ktzais Nesivis. If a Shtar Chayiv is a Shtar Kinyan, like the Ktzais, or a Shtar Raya, like the Nesivis, Shmuel brings Rab Chaim to show that Reb Chaim held the Iker is like the Nesivis. That's a Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim, the Iker Yisayit is something we had once. We once asked the Kasha, see if you remember. Every shtar, how's a shtar good as a raya at Bezdin? If I bring a shtar to Bezdin, any shtar, it's a good raya? Yes. I'm a PM, I'm a Piksavam. The Torah says, Eidus that are written, Eidus that are written are not a good Eidus. So how can I ever bring a shtar, forgetting about Amasechta for a minute, general question. How could I ever bring a shtar to Beis Din? This Gezeres HaKasim, a P.M. Elohim, a P.K.S.A.V.A. Eidus can't write a letter to Beis Din. So how can I bring a shtar to Beis Din? So what's the answer? How could a shtar ever work with P.M. Elohim, P.K.S.A.V.A.?
Huh?
So how can I toif anything with a shtar in Beis
Din? It's just a riot, right?
It's more than a riot. Can we shnechkei do something best? It's two edus mamish. We said shtar is better than edim. You bring an edim, you got to question the edim. You bring the shtar, shnechkei do something. So how does it work? So this is where we got the whole idea of koyach hashtar. The Ramban said no, that's koyach hashtar. There's a kosel koyach hashtar. The Rambam shita, if you remember, is that all shtaris adurabon. The Rambam shita was Shtaris adurabanan. The whole idea of shtaris is all at hakara durabanan. Period. It's all midurabanan. And I rise him a piyam v'leim a piksav. I'm finished. All shtaris that are brought to Beis Din are durabanans. So the Raivin asked on the Rambam, "What do you mean all shtaris adurabanan? We know one shtar certainly deraisa. Which shtar? A get." A get says beferish in the pasuk. How can you say shtaris derabanan? Get is beferish deraisa. So Reb Chaim said, and it wasn't just Reb Chaim; it's really earlier, but it's in the Grach al Rambam that the Rambam is moedish shtarei kinyan deraisa. You can do kinyanim. Oh, surely you can do kinyanim. That's nothing to do with piyam v'leim v'piksava. Shtarei raya derabanan. Shtori Raya, that's how we explain the Rambam. Shtori Raya Adurabanam. The Rambam is going klar on Shtar Chayv. When the Rambam says Shtar Chayv is Durabanam, Shtori Durabanam is going klar on Shtar Chayv. And Reb Chaim says that's because Shtori Raya Adurabanam. So, Reb Shmuel, we see Reb Chaim's understanding of the Rambam, and it's Pash Pshat in the Rambam, is that Shtori Chayv are only Shtori Raya. Why are we bringing all this down? We have here machloikis of shtar chayv, shtar kinyan, shtar raya. Reb Shmuel says eidah b'chasum of zachin loy makes sense by shtar kinyan, not by shtar raya. Bishlam loy diktzais abaya makes sense. Abaya makes a lot of sense because abaya says by shtar chayv eidah b'chasum of zachin loy it's a shtar kinyan. Loy the nesivis, Reb Shmuel, what's going on here in this sugya? Eidah b'chasum of zachal in a shtar raya? That's so? Not a davar amistavar. Adarab, it comes out very big chiddish. That by shtar raya, there's a concept of Eidah b'chasum of zachal
in a shtar raya. Only when it does something. Meaning you can't take away the fact that it's doing something here. You don't have to break that.
Anyone else break it? We're not slugging up the nesivis. But it's a chiddish, it's a big chiddish. The shtar intended to be written for raya. And Eidim signed for raya. But since it also to Zayif, it's still, we say, Eidim Achsum V'Zachin Lai. You're right. You're 100% right.
But he's saying, I don't
disagree with you, and I don't think Reb Shmuel disagrees with you. He just says that the Pashtus of Eidim Achsum V'Zachin Lai is by Shtar Kenya. If you have a Shtar Rai with a Hechatimtza of Chalois, right? That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Now I'm mentioning this because Rav Shmuel plugs it into the Gemara we're going to go into tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, the next piece of Gemara. Just to finish the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. How does Abaya explain our Mishnah? Elol Abaya Domiz Azachin Lai. Sorry. Elamas Nisan, halfway down the page. Elamas Nisan Tani Matzushtari Chayv Yeshman Achayas Nachasam Layazer. Ravashi had a good pshat. But what's the case of our Mishnah? Why can't you give it back? Which is a tremendous chiddush. Because we always say there's a kayach hashtar, an assumption that shtaris are good. We always assume shtar is hagod. Yet here, Abaye Shita is chashina and the peroin l'knunya. So this idea of chashina l'knunya, we're going to deal with in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. And Shmuel was like chashina, and so this machlaikis is the subject of tomorrow.